Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, Jeremiah. I'm calling in reference to a offer that I received just to try to get some information in reference to a loan up to $250,000.
Sure. Do you happen to have that 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yes, it's 2311
3201-0062-8388. 8388. Okay, great. And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
Chandra Haley.
Chandra, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you spell S-H-A-U-N-D-R-A?
S-C-H-A-U-N-D-R-A.
S-C-H-A-U-N-D-R-A. Okay, great. And Chandra, what's a good phone number that you're calling on? So that way, in case we get disconnected, I can call you right back.
It's 704-691-7561, and my extension is 105.
105. Okay, great. And are you calling on behalf of somebody, or do you own the business?
Well, my husband is the owner.
Okay, okay. Are you guys, is he 100% owner, or do you guys?
He's 100% owner. He's 100%.
Okay, got it. Okay, great. Are you guys structured as like an LLC? Are you a C-Corp?
S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay, perfect. Okay, why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, Chandra, and I'll see if I can point you in the right direction now.
Okay, we're in the process of doing a business expansion,
okay,
in which we're moving to a new location. we are pretty much a psychiatric practice that do outpatient therapy for health. And so all of our funding that comes in, it is through stable funding sources because it's through the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so they pay us directly for the services in which we bill weekly. And so on an average monthly, we build anywhere from 75 to 100 on the high end, just depending on, you know, the services that we render per month. We've never filed bankruptcy or anything like that, but we're in the process of, you know, trying to expand.
Okay.
Because we've been in business probably over 7 years, right at 7 years. Credit is not the best.
Okay.
Everything that we've done, we've had to back it with our personal credit.
Okay.
And so we're trying to do something in which the business can stand alone and represent itself.
Okay.
Of course, we know we probably have to back it as well, but, you know, we understand that being an S-Corp.
Okay.
I guess that's it. I'm not interested in doing anything that is a daily payback. I can't do
that. Do you have any type of working capital loans out right now?
No.
Okay. So you're familiar with how those daily paybacks work.
Right.
Did you try to get? Have you gotten one before? Or
no. It's
okay. You just
I'm not interested in. Yeah.
Okay. Not interested. So would you be okay? So here's. I just want to be upfront with you, right? Tell you what we got. We do have different types of loans. We do short term. We do long term. As far as like shorter term, are you guys looking for cash or do you want a loan for like a long term? I mean, would you like to have just cash and you spend it however you want it? Or do you know that your cash is going specifically to this new business location?
It'd be going towards a new business location.
So it's not to go to purchase the location, right? It's probably like the build-out materials?
The build-out, mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
So we would probably need the cash to be able to use it in...
How you need to spend it, yeah.
Electrician, yeah.
Absolutely, okay. Okay, now what about... I know you weren't interested in daily, but what about weekly and monthly? Is that something that's more...
Monthly would be the best. Weekly is just the same as monthly. You know, weekly is the same as daily compounded.
Yeah.
Monthly, it would be best if my payout would be once a month. That way I can kind of time it with between my payrolls and everything else.
Sure. Okay. Understand. How much did you guys do in sales last year as a business?
Not having my taxes right here in front of me. Matter of fact, we haven't filed our taxes yet. We filed an extension.
Okay.
But it's normally at the $1 million range.
Okay, $1 million. Okay, so I mean, just kind of going off a little bit of what you have given me as far as like how much you've done in sales, how long you've been in business. I can probably get you around $100,000 to $125,000. Was that the amount you were kind of looking for, or were you looking for less? Did you have a specific amount in mind?
That's about where we're looking at, about $125,000.
Okay, $125,000. Okay. Now, just to kind of explain how the capital loans work, generally, to be upfront with you, most of my customers, with their first time doing business with us, loans generally start off probably around between 9 to 24 months as far as the length of the loan. Is that something that would be fine, or is there a specific term that you're looking for?
I guess the biggest thing is if we could make sure it was a monthly payment.
Okay.
And I would rather have the longer term so my monthly payment won't be so high.
Sure, sure. So your biggest concern generally is just to get that monthly payment, not a daily.
Right.
Correct? Okay. That's correct. A big thing for you. Is it because of you guys don't get paid all the time, like every day, so it's hard for you to make that daily payment?
Right. It wouldn't be, you know, with all of our other expenses that we have, with payroll and just working capital, being able to make sure we have certain amounts in the bank, and monthly allow us to actually pull that amount out weekly and budget it for once a month payment.
Okay. Yeah, no, I totally understand. It makes sense. I see the only thing that could, you know, probably put a dent on the whole monthly thing would be the credit. If the credit isn't that great, it may not come back as a monthly payment, but I can shoot for that. That's something that I can request and say that's, you know, specifically what you guys want, and I can try to make that happen for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I guess what credit score are you looking for then?
Well, you know, the average credit score is probably around 650. Are you guys above or below that?
It's below that.
Okay. So here's the thing. The good things you have going for you are your sales and your time in business. Okay. So those two factors are, the sales is actually the number one factor. Credit is a very small factor. So like I said, it doesn't rule you out completely. The best thing for me to do is get an application from you guys, and then I can kind of see what I can do for you. I can come back with some hard, specific numbers, and then just kind of give you some options whether or not you guys want to go forward with it or not. There's no obligation. You don't have to, you know, do anything or secure anything. Does that sound like something you guys would be interested in?
Yes, and then we do have a... It's a tax lien, but the thing with that is we're actually in a payback with the IRS, and so
good.
Official payback that we're on.
That's perfect.
We provide the documentation for it, but of course, you know, they'll put it on your credit as a lien, but
we're actually
in a payback.
Okay.
An official one.
As long as you have that payback and some documentation for it, that's not going to be an issue. We help businesses all the time with tax liens and even bankruptcies, but as long as they have... As long as they have documentation for it and you can show me, we'll be good to go. That it's not going to be something that's going to hold you back.
Okay. And is there a particular credit bureau you guys pull?
We pull from Experian.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we don't go through all three, but we only use Experian, and it's a soft pull. So we just do that, and then for our sake, and we do it once, we don't do it anymore. And we have options ourselves here at our bank that we try to make happen for you. But in an event that, you know, we're not able to, we actually work with other lenders and banks. I have so many different programs. So I don't just apply for one for you. I try to find the best one for your business, as well as what you're looking for specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess, you know, the biggest thing is trying to get a monthly. I mean, I know people, well, we don't want to... Our biggest thing is, you know, we need monthly because we can fit into our budget. And
sure.
So what would you think, and I don't know if you can give an average payback of if we did borrow right at $100,000, what would be an average payback on that? Per
Let's see. So if we did $100,000, and let's just say it was a 1 year, okay? So just $100,000 without any payback is $8,000 a month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
for a 1 year loan. Is that something you guys can you afford that? Or is that too much? Because if that's too much, then I need to go for a longer term. Because
I would say a longer term.
Okay, so let's try 15 months. At least 2 years.
If 15 months to 2 years, I would say, because I'm thinking if you're saying 8,000 with 1 year or 12 mm-hmm. months, I would think if we did 2 years, it would bring that down to at least 4,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be more feasible.
Okay. So if 15 months brought it down to 6,666, and that's without any interest, you know, or any payback. So if you can at least afford that, then we're probably in the right, that's what we're looking at, is between the 15 to 2 year mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what are you guys going to do as far as if you don't get this loan?
With the contractor that we're working with, we know him. And so if we don't get him a loan, what we'll do is we just pay it up, not up front, but the build-out would take roughly about 120 days, a little bit longer. We would just have to take huge chunks out of our business.
Okay. Yeah. What do you guys think your return would be on this new location? Are you guys expecting to increase sales by, you know, a certain percentage, or is there a certain...
We would probably pick up at least by 50%.
50%?
50% because it's a bigger location and we can house more people.
Okay, so with you guys doing 1 mil roughly last year, you're looking to finish, well, I know it's going to be in the middle of the year, but so you make at least 250,000 more for the rest of the year. Is that what you guys are thinking?
Yes, we are, because right now we do a treatment facility in which the size of our facility really dictates how many people we can bring in.
Oh, okay.
And so we're not able to bring in but a certain amount because of really the zoning and the census that we're allowed for this particular building. But as we go into another building, our zoning actually doubles.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So, yeah.
Okay. So the zoning is important for the new location. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think we can do something for you. But like I said, I want to set the expectations right. I don't want you to, you know, I don't want to come back with, you know, something that you weren't looking for. But I am going to give you your options, right? So I'm going to shoot for what you want, and if I miss, I'll come back and tell you what I can get you, and then maybe we can kind of work from there.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
I can give you my email, but it's a. Is this the application that we would need to fill out that's on this paper that you guys sent me, or can you?
No, I'm gonna email you an application along with a short list of docs I would need. I'm gonna need like 6 months of your business bank accounts, and the most recent tax return. So I'm assuming that's 2014.
Correct.
Okay. What's a good email for me to send it over?
S. Haley, and that's S-H-A-L-E-Y at Gaston, and that's GastonAC.com.
GastonAC.com. Okay. So I got S as in Chandra, H as in Happy, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, and Y as in Yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then at
Gaston, G-A-S-T-O-N.
GastonAC.com.
Right.
Okay, great, Chandra. Hey, what's the name of the business?
It's called Gaston Adolescent Center.
Okay, just wanted to confirm that. I see it right here. I just wanted to make sure. And you guys are still at 635 Cox Road?
We are.
Okay, perfect. All right, great.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Obviously, because my husband is 100% owner, his credit is a little bit worse than mine. My credit is normally running around 618, 6, somewhere around in there.
Okay.
Is there any way that you can look at my credit only?
No, it would have to be his because he's the owner. Because we're putting it under the business.
Business, okay.
Yeah. So, but like I said, don't let the credit issue scare you. The strong factor that you guys have is your sales. If you're doing close to $1 million in sales, we're going to come back with something for you. You know, you guys got money coming in, and obviously with this potential of making even more money, as long as all the numbers match up right, I don't see why we can't do something for you.
All right, sounds good. Well, send me the information. I'll get it back to you.
Cool. Chandra, when I send you that email, can you just respond and let me know you received it?
Certainly will.
Okay, sounds good. And I'm going to give you my direct line. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
It's 858.
858-909-8867. Mm-hmm.
And if you need me, my name is Jeremiah. Just give me a call for any questions. If you don't get that email in about 15 minutes, please give me a call back and let me know.
Okay.
Because sometimes I'm having issues with my email. Some customers aren't getting it.
Okay, not a problem. I will contact you back.
All right, Chandra. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and I look forward to working with you guys in the future.
All right. Thank you, Jeremiah.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.